Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 10th of April. Some of the US trade taxes did not even last 24 hours before US President Trump signalled a rapid but very confused retreat. US consumers of goods from China face an even higher tax, now 125%. China could retaliate with higher taxes still, but markets will worry about whether they choose the capital account and treasury holdings as a means of retaliation. Taxes on all other imports into the United States are set at 10%. These taxes were not in place a week ago, and US consumers will have to dig deep into their incomes to pay them. However, the additional taxes on selected other countries, calculated by the now infamous formula, will not be applied for 90 days. And investors seem to think the 90-day thing is a face-saving exercise, and these taxes just will not happen. Steel and aluminium and other specified imports have unchanged taxes at higher rates, and there are still the promise of more taxes to come on other products. Taxes on imports from Canada and Mexico appeared initially to be set at 10%, and after a chaotic episode, this was clarified as being set at their previous levels. Presumably, the de minimis tax will be applied to imports from China from the 2nd of May. Presumably, too, the vibrant export sector of the Penguins of the Heard and McDonald Islands is still subject to a 10% tariff. So what to make of this? The effective tariff rate today in the United States is less than it was yesterday, but it is about 20 percentage points higher than it was at the start of the year. This is because the tax on imports from China has gone up so much and everyone is paying 10%. The direct effect of that is to raise price levels in the States by about 2.25%, very roughly, although China may reroute some supply to help some of its US consumers avoid tariffs. There will be more trade taxes to come on selected goods. The big lessons from Wednesday, however, are policy remains very, very erratic, with another set of taxes that could not survive 24 hours. Policy competence is going to continue to be questioned by markets. No one seemed to know how much Canada and Mexico, the main trading partners of the States, would be tariffed. The winning strategy for the rest of the world is to hang tough and wait for Trump to retreat from further tariff threats. The economic damage of uncertainty is not lessened by any of this. Second round effects on inflation in the States are still a clear risk. And while our base case of exactly this sort of behavior is that the US avoids a recession, the risk of recession does remain very high. Investment into the United States is not likely to be encouraged by the events of the last week. Today we get US consumer price inflation for March. This is data from the before times. It does not tell us much about the direction of travel. In the details, there may be some hints. Companies might well have started to raise prices in anticipation of all of these trade taxes. But at this stage, that's more likely to be taking place in the producer price data than it is in the consumer price data. Profit-led inflation by retailers is very likely in the coming months, but that depends on consumers believing stories of taxes, and that in turn probably requires the taxes to be in place. China's March producer prices showed ongoing deflation, but that too is before their trade taxes have been imposed. The US will also come out with initial jobless claims. The job losses associated with Trump's trade taxes have started to show up in the media headlines, but probably not at sufficient volume as to give a dramatic impact to the claims data. It is the longer-term impact of uncertainty that is likely to have more of a negative impact on employment. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.